What's up, guys? Welcome back to Creator Podcast. My name is Sebastian.
My name is Natia Ben.
If you're watching this, you are on the Kenyan Entrepreneur on YouTube. So if you are on Spotify or Anchor or Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, if you ever go onto YouTube, make sure to check out the Kenyan Entrepreneur and hit subscribe.
Yes.
The one thing that we want to do this year is to make sure we surpass Mugai E with subscribers.
Yes.
Do you think we can do it?
Yes, we can. But why not?
How many subscribers does she have?
She has over 400,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So our channel has over 700,000 views.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the challenge is, if you are watching content on this platform,
yes,
make sure that you subscribe. Because come on, we can get 700,000 people to watch our content.
Yes.
We just want 500,000 of you to hit the subscribe button. Exactly. Mugai Eve is currently at 467.
Yes.
So Mugai, tunakam.
We are coming.
Mugai amani Eve. Amani zote vile Mugai Eve.
You combine to make sense. Lakini ukisema Mugai Kando na Eve Kando,
those are totally different people.
Yes.
Mugai ni jina baba yake. Nishaisikia kusema it means a lot to her.
What do you expect?
So Mugai Eve, we are coming. And by the way, ukiona hii video, make sure to tell your subscribers to come and subscribe here so that we can surpass you in subscribers.
Yeah.
Anyway, in this episode, we are on episode 6 on Creator Podcast.
Yes.
And the thing that we're talking about right now is the sudden interest that foreign multinationals in the media space, Netflix and Spotify as examples, are showing interest into investing into African content creators.
Yeah.
And in this particular case, we're talking about the reality show currently on Netflix. I don't know if it's live, but I've seen the...
No, it's going to be live on the March 25th, if I'm not wrong.
Oh, it's coming out in March.
Yeah.
Okay. So the show is called Young, Famous and African.
Yes.
And my whole thing with this episode is, why are these people coming?
So let me switch to business side a bit.
Okay.
So we have multinational organizations, and what dynamism do they use to make sure that they reach other markets? You have to be involved, to be involving everyone.
Okay.
You don't segregate.
Like
if you look globally, we have 5 continents.
Okay.
There are business setups that start from different points.
Yeah.
But for them to come from that point, which is mostly their home areas. Home areas, or whatever, or maybe the areas where they've settled, to get into the other areas.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the need?
Okay.
Yeah. So mostly we look at different aspects. I don't know whether I should list them now.
List them.
Okay. So number one, there's markets or viewership, or what do we call it? Expansion aspect.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if you just stick to, let's say, America.
Yeah.
That's not enough.
There's an audience you're missing out on.
Which audience? The creators.
No. I'm saying if, for example, Spotify decided to just stay in America, there's an audience in Africa that they're not tapping into.
Yeah.
So it makes sense for them to come.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't make sense for us to watch your content.
Or if you don't have some of
the
things that we can relate to.
Yes.
Okay, makes sense.
Okay, so there's also the issue of competitiveness. You want to be competent.
Okay.
And
you want to be competitive.
You want to be competitive.
Okay.
And with competitiveness, there's the aspect of being diverse, you know, and being inclusive.
Yeah.
I'm very particular with diversity and inclusion.
Okay.
Because then it covers a lot of aspects when you look at business, when you look at trying to involve different players in the industry and all that.
Yeah.
So there's also the growth potential.
Okay.
Yeah. So with growth, of course, it means that you've got to have new streams.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So you're not bound to stick to production from particular continents.
Yeah. I like what the digital space and the internet has done to companies, especially companies that had sort of written off the African continent.
Yes.
It's made them realize that there's a serious audience in the continent that they need to tap into. Yeah. And the good thing with that is when they decide to come, or when they do come, they sort of open up opportunities also for people on the continent to tap into their resources.
Yes.
A good example is there's this show that Butita was commissioned by the Netflix agency in Kenya to sort of rewrite in Swahili.
Yeah.
It's called Upshows by Wanda. Is it Wanda Sykes or Wanda Ryan? I can't remember.
I can't imagine.
Yeah. So it's a sitcom.
Yeah.
And it did very well. I watched it, the English version of it. I watched it on Netflix. And then later on, I heard that they were trying to remake or make, sort of not remake, but sort of to transcribe into Swahili. And Butita, who is one of the comedians, who's one of Kenyan comedians, was given the contract to do that.
Yeah.
So that is an opportunity that would have never landed on his laps.
Exactly.
If these guys had not said, okay, you know what? It's time to get into the African market.
Yeah.
And what we're going to do, one of the ways that we're going to do this is to work with people on the ground.
Yes. There's also the aspect of developing new products.
Yeah.
So like what Butita did.
Yeah.
As much as it was originally acted in English, there's the Kiswahili version.
Mm-hmm.
So you've developed that product because we cannot assume anyway that all those who are consuming this content just are comfortable with just English.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, just involving that aspect of the local language, one of the local languages.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a
It makes people want
aspect.
To even watch it.
Yes, yes.
The other person I've seen do that is Madea, Tyler Perry.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming back, but now on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he's doing it is... I saw it on his Facebook page.
Yeah, yeah.
He announced that it's going to come out, but in multiple languages.
Yes.
And I've seen this even on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
Guys like Mr. Beast.
Yes.
He's a white guy who speaks English. But now he has multiple channels that sort of do the same. It's the same video transcribed into other languages.
Yeah.
And the latest language that he's tapped into is Hindi. Hindi. Is it Hindi or Hindi?
It's Hindi.
Hindi.
Yeah, Achahe.
Yeah, now he has Mr. Beast in Hindi.
Yeah, yes.
And then the first one that he tapped into, I think, was Espanol, Spanish.
Yes.
So by being a creator, knowing that your audience is limited to the people who understand what you're saying, then it makes more sense to invest into now people who can help you translate your content into other languages.
Yeah.
However, there's this one guy on TikTok. His name is Kabi. The one who uses the hand.
Yeah.
So there's a YouTube channel. I think I mentioned it last time.
Yes.
They're called Colin Samir. And what they do is they break down the creator economy and how guys are sort of growth hacking in the space, making sure that they reach a bigger audience.
Yeah.
One is transcribe, like what now Netflix is doing with Butita and making sure that the content is available in Swahili, or what Mr. Beast is doing and having his content in different languages, and what Tyler Perry is doing, the example I've just given. The other way of doing it is the Kabi way, making sure you never open your mouth. You see what Mr. Bean used to do and Charlie Chaplin?
Yes.
So when people can't say, like if your content is not limited to the words you're saying, then you also get to reach a bigger audience.
Yes, that's true.
So for guys who are doing content like ours, podcasts, how do we do that? Can you imagine a podcast where guys are not talking, we're just like
considering
language.
The fact that a podcast is entirely
audio. Yeah.
That wouldn't be possible to begin with. Number two, maybe just translate. You put subtitles and translate it.
Do you think it would make sense to translate? Because our content is mostly for the African ecosystem.
Yes.
Do you think then it makes sense to translate it into African languages?
It will be good.
Like Luo,
to give it a try.
You know, you can come on the platform and say, no, I want a Luo version of this.
But how do you put subtitles if it's entirely audio? Considering maybe you're not going to put up a YouTube video on the same content.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, you're talking about now the podcast platforms.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like I'm just trying to give all concentration on the podcast.
Yeah, but if you're doing it that way, then we can get two guys, a Luo guy and a Luo chick, to speak Luo and transcribe what we are saying.
Yeah.
So guys who only understand Luo,
when
they go to the Kenyan Entrepreneur on YouTube or the Keta podcast, they can choose the Luo version of it.
But I'm not sure I trust that a lot of us speak pure local languages.
It's gonna be hard to even get the authentic meaning of the things that you're saying.
Yes, because there's a lot of mixed English, Swahili and Luo or Kikuyu or whatever. So people will come and mix languages unless we get some old,
because Kenya alone has
older generation,
is it 42 or 44 languages?
We are now 44.
Yeah. Or do we just stick to the national languages? So if we are,
I mean,
if Swahili is the national language of Tanzania, then we do Swahili. And then we know Uganda, they have English.
Yeah.
And then we know Nigeria has Pidgin.
Funny enough,
yeah,
you just spoke of local languages.
Mm.
So we have two national languages.
Yeah, English and Swahili.
Even for now, if I challenge you to speak pure Swahili, you will not be able to do it.
Oh, unachoma.
No, you cannot, right? And it's
naweza,
a national language.
Naweza niambia sentensi ambayo unataka niseme.
Ah, bana.
Niambia sentensi moja kwa Kiingereza alafu ni translate. It's true, by the way. Most people can't speak fluent national languages.
Yes.
And now the thing of transcribing, then it doesn't make a lot of sense to
yes.
creators, especially if you're just starting out. When you're at a level where you have, like Mr. Beast, how many subscribers does he have? The last time I checked, it was, I think, 74.
74 million.
Million.
Wow.
So, I'm wondering how many subscribers he has right now.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just check. As we do that.
Yes. So, there's another aspect of enhanced credibility.
Okay.
So, it becomes more credible.
Now, these platforms.
Yeah. Let's talk of like...
By the way,
like Netflix.
Mr. Beast has 90.9 million subscribers.
Oh.
So that means he has a global audience. And what that means is there are people in India who see him and they don't understand him. So it makes sense for him to transcribe his content into Hindi.
Yes.
And then now that gives him the advantage of being introduced to a totally new audience
mm-hmm.
that he would normally have not tapped into if he had just stuck with
yeah.
English.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're saying about the credibility
part.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it becomes more credible. I mean, you know, like if you involve a local somebody in your business
yeah.
as an international or multinational company,
mm-hmm.
then it becomes easier for me as a local consumer to think that, you know, at least
I can relate to this. I know
relate.
Someone.
Yes. Yeah.
Someone I can bump into on the streets
mm-hmm.
is a user of this platform.
Yeah.
Or is a contributor of this platform.
Yes.
So it makes it more credible. I remember in our last episode, we were talking about the numbers
mm-hmm.
that were being thrown around in the name of how many subscribers Netflix
so
has.
So I have the numbers. It's interesting.
Yeah.
So as per the Harvard Business Review,
okay.
In 2017,
yeah.
that's the latest they have on the numbers, Netflix had a coverage
yeah.
in 190 countries.
Uh-huh.
And in those 190 countries, 57 million are within the US.
Whoa.
73 are outside of the US.
73 million?
Yes.
Okay.
So coming to 2020, we
mm-hmm.
have statistics on how many Kenyans have
yeah.
subscribed to
Netflix. What are the numbers? Tell us.
The number as of 2020 is 29,510. I'm
yeah.
surprised.
I remember last year when Netflix was when they were launching their Kenyan presence.
Yes.
And I think they did it with the influencer platform known as Wowzi.
Mm-hmm.
The number that was being thrown around was
yeah.
30,000.
Yes.
So it would make sense that
yeah.
they had added 1,000 people onto their platform.
Uh-huh.
But I find that the genius way that they're doing it now is they give a free version. And then some of their best shows
mm-hmm.
are only available on premium. So I think it's a way of trying to upsell people to subscribe into
yes.
to the paid package. Because I remember even at the beginning of when I started using Netflix.
Yeah.
They had this option of a free trial,
mm-hmm.
a full month free trial period.
Yeah.
But they chucked it. Now they said, we're going to give you full time free.
Yeah.
But what they do now is they limit what kind of shows you can watch. But they make sure that the few interesting ones can get your attention to a level where you can be like, okay,
yeah.
maybe I need to pay for a subscription.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that I've noticed they've done, and
yeah.
they did this with Genius,
mm-hmm.
the Kanye West documentary that we were talking about the other day.
Yes.
And they streamed the first episode
mm-hmm.
in cinemas.
Yes.
So guys would go and watch the first episode in cinemas.
Yeah.
But now at the end of the film, at the end of the episode, they're like, to watch more of this, go and check out Genius on Netflix. So
yeah.
the idea is to get you to subscribe,
to
which
subscribe.
Is a very clever way of doing
it. It's a
business.
Clever way. And I have a question here. Because we have... Netflix is considered a provider, multinational provider.
Yeah.
And locally, and by locally, I mean Africa.
Yeah, not Kenya.
I saw a joke. Somebody said Africa is a country and Wakanda is a capital.
It's a capital city.
Yeah, so by local, I mean Africa.
Yeah.
We have DSTV. Mm. Do you think they have the same business model as Netflix?
You guys, in the comment section, do you think DSTV and Netflix have the same business model? Yeah. And the other thing that I want to ask you, why does Mungai Eve have more subscribers than us? Hit the subscribe button and let us know. But if you ask me personally,
yeah,
I feel like the business model is different.
Okay.
There is a reason why I have Netflix and I don't have DSTV.
Okay.
And the thing that I would say, or the reason that comes easily mm-hmm. or to mind
yes.
right now mm-hmm. is with Netflix, yeah. I know I'm going to get a variety of shows yes. or movies.
You see, from outside.
From the outside. Continent. And their recent movies.
And you don't get. You think DSTV have the same?
They do. Okay. But for you to watch a DSTV movie, you have mm. to pay for the premium. There are two versions. Mm. There's the normal one that people subscribe to. And mm-hmm. then there's a premium. Is it a premium? There's something they call it. I can't okay. even remember.
All right.
But you see, right now, even big creators like Kevin Hart,
yes.
they'll be like, I'm releasing a movie.
Yes.
But I'm not going to take it to the cinemas. It's going to be on Netflix.
Yes.
DSTV don't have that kind of arrangement. And the good thing with Netflix is now, the same way you are talking about localization
yes.
and building credibility,
mm-hmm.
they are buying local movies.
Yes.
40 Sticks by Fakili Wali was on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
So they are also giving local or Kenyan producers
yes.
or whatever region producers mm-hmm. a chance to be on national, on multinational platforms.
Okay.
So if you look at DSTV, yes, you can go on it right now and you can watch movies, but mm-hmm. you'll get movies from the 90s or early 2000s.
So do you think they should like maybe try and upgrade and give Netflix a run for the market?
I don't think they DSTV. Can. I don't think they can because DSTV is under multi-choice.
Multi-choice, yeah.
And some of these organizations are owned by the government. Governments are not the easiest to transition into new
for
platforms.
Changes, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because when we went for the Eugene Mbugua
event,
launch,
yes.
that is when we learned that government owns the biggest stake in multi-choice.
Yeah.
Do you really believe that the Kenyan government can invest millions of dollars to compete with Netflix?
They don't give a...
about it. Anyway, you guys, let us know what you think.
Yeah.
And if you can leave a comment, please do let us know what you think. These multinationals in the media space are now showing interest into African creators.
Yes.
If you're going to watch the Diamond, is it the Diamond? It's not a Diamond show. It's
I don't know why you're mentioning his name.
It's just
but
a
yeah.
reality show
yeah.
Highlighting different influential Africans, and mm-hmm. Diamond is part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Zari and some other people that I don't know. So I'm mentioning him because he's the most familiar face, for me at least. Let us know if you're going to watch it and if you think it's going to match up the standards of multinational, not international shows,
international
like Real
shows.
House Helps of...
Yeah.
Not Kawangwari. What is the name? Real House Helps of Hollywood. Is it Hollywood?
Housewives.
Real
which House Helps. Which House Helps are you?
Oh, Real Housewives.
Yes.
Of, I can't even remember.
There's Atlanta. There is...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think they're borrowing from that concept, but now they're Africanizing it by working with African creators. Let us know what you think. Do you think that this show is going to meet up the or live up to the expectations that people have, and if it's going to match the yeah. ones for international shows?
I feel like... it could be a borrowed concept.
Yeah.
But at the same time, just seeing faces.
Familiar
which you
faces.
Can, you're hoping can be familiar.
They are familiar because they are from... You can imagine a South Africa, because it's filmed in South Africa, right?
Yeah.
When South African hear their own people speaking in that accent, they're
yes.
more likely to subscribe to Netflix.
Yes.
So, again, let us know if you're going to watch that kind of content.
Uh-huh.
If you feel like it makes sense, let us know.
Yeah.
The other thing is subscribe. Mungai Eve, we are coming for your subscribers.
No pun intended, Madam Mungai Eve.
Mungai. Oh, you said Mungai and Eve are different from Mungai Eve.
Those are two
Eve.
Different people.
Yeah, so you guys, make sure to hit the subscribe button. We have to pass Mungai Eve by the end of 2022.
Yes.
We've at least given it a good time period. One.
We have 10 months to go.
10 months. 10 months is a good
period of time. Yeah.
Anyway, my name is Sebastian. Follow me on Instagram @thekenyanentrepreneur.
My name is Natia Beno. I'm private on Instagram. However, you can subscribe to our Kenyan Entrepreneur Kenyan YouTube Entrepreneur. Channel.
Mungai Eve, we are coming for your number. If you're on Instagram, check out Creator Podcast. Yes. Creator Podcast is CR8 Podcast. CR8R Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And you can also check out creator.co.ke. If you're a content creator looking to monetize your content, make sure you go and check out, sign up. And we'll see you in the next episode.
Cheers. Bye.